Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again. With Scott Bogman and Chris Wells.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Headeds, welcome in This League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. That right there is Scott, a.k.a. Steve Bogman. I am the Welsh Chris.
I've had enough of that.
Welsh, it'll never, ever get old. Maybe one of my favorite things that have happened. Let's talk about that right up the front. Yeah, okay, Bogman, I'm going to give you a choice here in just 1 second of where you want to go. This is In This League. Okay. Congratulations. Get out of here. This is In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. 3 hours of fantasy sports madness. They could put a period in between each of those because there's fantasy, there's sports, and there's madness. We are going to go off the rails here. If you're not ready to go in areas that you weren't prepared to go, then you better
boldly
get out of here.
Go where no podcaster has gone before.
Or listener has gone before on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
To apply for a loan.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine like going and listening to the other shows on here and then just like being like, what's happening, dude? Like, why are we here? What is happening on this show? Can you imagine?
I think we're well liked.
Yeah.
Drew likes
you
us.
You are.
And that's all the guys I can think of, but Drew likes us.
Drew does like us, yeah. Ooh, yeah, Drew is my buddy this week. Let me tell you, if you've been
Maybe you can follow him.
I think I might. I might do it on this show. If you have been following us during hour two of each week, our guy Drew, apparently an avid ITL listener, always listen to the radio. He plays our DFS lineups every single week. He dropped a bomb earlier in the week to us that we were both like, wow, I think Drew might be a Welsh guy. And we're going to talk about it here in just a little bit. You guys, though, you can take a little stop over to InThisLeague.com if you'd like. You can check out all the cool stuff we've got going on. We've got college football. We have got basketball, baseball, football podcast, my prospect podcast. I was just out at the Fall Stars game. Bogman, you were with me, all the other guys in the industry, and I got to go on field. I got to interview some players. I interviewed John Duplantier and Bobby Dalback from the Red Sox and Diamondbacks. I got an episode coming up on Prospect One in the next couple days. It's coming up on Monday. That's got two more prospects, one guy that's a top 15 prospect in all of baseball. Cool stuff happening over there. Plus, we're also over on FanTrax, where Bogman, myself, and Joe Pizzapia, we host the Fantasy Black Book.
Black.
It is a wild show. We had one of the wildest episodes we've ever had. And we came to an interesting conclusion. Bogman and I, we were kind of talking about it and just assessing everything that goes on because, Boggs, there's a lot of us around. You and I have a lot of each other. It's not necessarily a bad thing, but there's a lot of us for listeners to have out there. But there's one key thing that people won't get unless they listen to the Black Book is they don't get to experience the Bogman and Welsh team up. Because that only happens in real life. Like, Bogman and I's part of our relationship has also been when we're in a collective group of people, we shine. Our best comes out because what happens is there could be six of us, Bogman and myself, we will hone in on everything and go nuts. We can't do that when it's just you and me. But when we have Joe on the show, that happens. And it happens so naturally. And people get to experience that, which they'll never experience on the normal ITL podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, it is it is a sight to behold. You know what I mean? When we start in on somebody and they just can't come up for air.
Yeah,
so
that's what we do. And also, Bogman hosts the IDP podcast with Gary Davenport. Very well-respected Davenport. More respected Steve Bogman there. And we have got the college fantasy football podcast that you do on campus for Fantrax with our guy John Lobb and Justin Heise. So
that's right.
Tons of stuff going on, and it even goes further over on our Patreon, the ITL Army, secret shows, group me rooms. We got Secret Santa coming up and our Christmas special next month, the Deck Our Balls. It is an awesome time. Those are all the nice plugs for ITL. So, Bogman, I am going to let you choose here. We can start with the bad, or we can start with the good.
Let's get the bad out of the way.
All right.
Now let's make it so I'm in a horrible mood for the whole 3 hours.
Well, but no. See, you're smart then, because then you can turn it with the good. So here's the bad. This is where we're going to start. The epitome of where we've gotten, all of the accolades, which are very minuscule, of this radio station wanting us on and Fantrax wanting to bring us on to do shows and, you know, the wonderful supporters we've had. There's always a point where we are humbled and we are not, what would be the word? I was going to say bodacious, but that's not the right word. What's the word of like?
Maybe tubular? Was that bodacious and tubular? What word were you thinking of?
Headed. We're not egotistical about anything because we're nobodies. But like, we've got a few little things going on. But there's nothing more that can humble the little tiny, tiny little thing we've notched out than other people in the industry. And it was made apparent. It's so fantastic. It's so fantastic. Because our baseball podcast isn't necessarily going on right now. We might have an episode coming up here in the near future before we start hitting it hard. But it's mock draft season. We've been taking part in different stuff. And you were invited to a mock draft that I was not invited to.
Well, let me ask you this, because we've gone over that. Just check your Twitter. Are you on Twitter? Can you go on Twitter.com real quick, the Welsh?
I've heard of it.
And can you just log in there for a second?
Okay, I'm logged into Twitter.com.
Okay, can you tell me if you follow Pitcher's List?
Pitcher List. I follow Pitcher List. Does not follow me.
Okay, then I have no idea what happened there.
So, I am not respected, even though
right.
I'm the prospect guy. There's no respect given to me whatsoever.
Everybody hates the Welsh. Let's just get that out of the way.
Clearly. And you were asked to do a mock draft, or most likely probably pressed and suggested from other friends of ours.
Right, so, right. I'm fairly certain, and I haven't thanked him yet. Actually, I'll text him as we're talking about this. But pretty sure Paul Spohr was like, hey, dude, these guys could get in here, just DM one of them, and they'll probably draft together.
Yeah, you know what? You should text him and be like, do you want to come on the radio real quick and talk about how you strong-armed someone to get Bogman in the mock? So you get involved in this mock. Pitcher List, well-respected, great Twitter account to follow. Lots of good stuff. He does the shows with Spore, usually the fireside chat stuff. And, you know, I just had a great time with Spore. Me and him driving together, had dinner and stuff during the first pitch. He's
not Spore's a
dear, not a Whataburger. That was you and Colette. Dear friend of ours. So Spore always want, you know, he's rooting for us and doing stuff. So apparently he tells Pitcher's List, who clearly does not know who we are, hey, you should have this go on. Don't invite the Welsh, but invite Bogman. And so Bogman gets invited to this mock draft. I think it's called the PL Experts.
Yeah, Pitcher List Experts.
Okay, Pitcher List Experts mock. Clearly, Bogman. Bogman's the expert.
All these other super popular people are in here.
Yep.
Gray Albright, Paul Spohr, of course, DVR, Brent Hershey, DJ Short, Eno Saris, Steve Gardner, Bobby Sylvester, Al Melchior, and of course, the famous Justin Mason.
Everybody but me. And so, right. So Bogman's in there representing outside the league. And So that's the first marker here. But, you know, you can't have too much in this league. So someone's got to be the representative. Bogman's much more well-liked and clearly our baseball guy. Sure. So right. That's the way we should do that. And so the mock draft starts up and there's a promo video that's done for it. I liked it, too, because it was like Fifth Element. And it was like, you know, we got all these. Like, what's
Rudy Rod?
Yeah, Rudy Rod here. And this was the best part. So it's going through the people that are in it. It's like Paul Spohr, blah, blah, blah. And then it gets to where Bogman's going to be introduced. And it's like Bobby Sylvester, Fantasy Pros, you know, DJ Short. And then the bomb drops. Steve Bogman. A produced video, a promo hype video for a mock draft with experts. The one effing person that is screwed up is Bogman, known as Steve Bogman. Dude, nobody respects us. Nobody takes the time. And
Rodney Dangerfield over here.
No, we are 1,000. It's not even a joke. I mean, you know, like this is fun and we're making it into a joke. It's also not a joke. There's no respect. And it comes down to this one thing again. I'm going to put this out there. And I talked with Spore about this. It's because we don't write. It is insanity to me how, as a podcaster, we just can't get there. Like, there are some people.
By the way, we wrote a book last year.
I know. That's the first, though. It's the first thing we did. Nobody knows what it was. Nobody bought it, Bogman. That's the problem. We wrote it and no one bought it. But, like, what happens.
Please call me Steve.
Sorry, Steve. I apologize. Let me get your name right. This is a big contentious issue. When we get
the
our.
The funniest part about that is, like, an hour.
Couldn't have been a better name, too, that he picked.
An hour before this came out, he hit me up on Twitter. And I don't know if Nick is making this. I have no idea who's making it. But he hit me up on Twitter and emailed me and said, hey, Scott, in both of them.
Yeah. Well, you're Steve now. You're Steve.
Yeah.
But I've like
turned into Steve.
It's so good. And
identify as Steve.
you're kind of a Steve, so that makes sense. What I love about it too is it's like, you know, we also have, and I recognize this, we have the respect of people that we don't deserve. Like Steve Gardner, who is one of the most well-respected people actually in the industry, an actual Steve, a respected Steve, not Bogman. USA Today, you know, I mean, like Trisha Cockcroft, Eric Carabel, they're all hanging with Steve during First Pitch. Steve, he's so good to us and talks so highly of us. Another Steve Alexander.
He tweeted out from the Fantasy USA Today or the USA Today Sports. He tweeted out our link.
Yeah, from USA Today's Twitter handle. We get our guy Steve Alexander, who runs basketball for RotoWire. He tried to like get us. Oh, you know, he like tries.
Speaking of respect, Roto World.
What did I say? RotoWire? That's Roto-Wire. No respect. RotoWorld, sorry. And, you know, he's like talks to people trying to get us hooked up. We get respect. And Paul Spore shouldn't be as nice to us and give us as much attention or Eno or any of those guys as we get. We get respect that we don't deserve. Yet at the same time, the world evens itself out when we get that respect from people. Because I've had people come to me before and be like, what did you guys do to like get these people to like you so much? And it's like, well, you know, we just were us and we were able to do things right. On the other end of it, the world evens itself out because at the same time, the industry as a whole, they still don't know us. Nobody knows us. We're nominated for anything. We're not invited to anything. We're nothing. We're also nothing. What we are, Bogman, is we're the fun party guy that everybody wants out on Friday night, but no one wants to come over for dinner.
Because like, especially with the First Pitch Arizona stuff and we're not invited to it, but
I'm a prospect guy who lives out here.
They did a prospect, anyway.
Bogman, they did a prospect chat and they invited all the people that didn't live here to talk prospects there. Host a podcast. Langenhagen does. Well, he's the most respected.
But also, like, I feel like we're the guys that, you know, like graduated from high school, but stayed around the high school. Like, that's what that feels like. To me. Like, we're just the guy cruising the parking lot. Like, hey, where's the party at tonight?
I keep getting older and they keep staying the same age.
Keep coming here and not getting paid.
Yeah, it's like, we're like the 26-year-old that the 18-year-olds hang out with because we're like still doing the same stuff. We're still playing like, you know, we're like, hey, Red Dead Redemption 2, even though neither one of us play video games. All the other guys do. But I am humbled, and you should be humbled, that nobody respects you and respects me, while at the
I'm
same time.
I'm just glad that it happened with my name, because if it was Kurt Welsh on there, the whole thing might be over with. So
it would have been Welch. That's the popular one.
Well, Welch, like, that's not like that's just misspelling.
Dude, even when I do the radio show on Sundays with, you know, the football show, and it's like Corey and Gabe and stuff, like, even because Corey's got a bit he loves to do where he goes, now it's time for my man, the Welsh. But like sometimes I'll have some other guys on there and there's always somebody that's like who's imitating Corey and goes, the Welsh. And I'm like, I hear it. I hear it every time.
It's the Welsh.
It's just we should be humbled because in anything we do and things we don't deserve, there are always going to be places where we think we are that we're not even close. And it ultimately comes down to because we side on humor and we don't write. And I don't know if that'll ever change. We'll live in our world. We'll live in that world, and we've got amazing supporters. And if you love what we do, you can support these scumbags right here over at patreon.com/ITLArmy. But we're humbled because 5-6 years into this, they don't even know who you are, and you're Steve. You're Steve Bogman now. That will never go away.
Yeah, it better is all I'm going to say about that. But like, I don't
Forrest
know.
Gump there. I, that's all I'll
the,
say
the,
about
the
that.
Name thing. The name thing drives me crazy because like it like I don't care. Like if you mess up my name, all right, you know, like just don't make it a habit. You know what I mean? Like one time, like the first time, and this was year one when we were on McBrien's show, Dear Mr. Fantasy with Pisa Pia. That was the first time we were on anything with Joe. And so the very first time he gives me this big rousing. They're over at InThisLeague.com. They're up and coming. They're great.
They're funny.
Listen to their stuff. And we have their very own Steve Bogman with us.
He did Steve too?
I swear to God. Yeah. Do you not remember this?
No. So, he did not do Steve.
Big, huge introduction. Go listen to it. You can find it.
Oh, my God.
Big introduction.
Actually, I don't
think
he can
anymore. Bogman. And he's like, that's how I say it, right? Bogman? And I'm like, well, yeah, but my name is Scott, not Steve. So
I like to go by Scott, not Steve.
And, I mean, he was embarrassed because – and I've messed up people's names before. Like that stuff happened. So I'm not – and it's not coming from any ill will.
Well,
like
in my malice to this is nothing against like this mock draft or pitcher list or anything like that. There was no intention to that. He invited you. That was the nice thing. It's ultimately that we are unknown scumbags and nobody knows. They just everyone might know of, but nobody actually knows. It's time to get in this league, fellas. But we got to go to break. When we come back, we got the bad out of the way. So we're going to deliver some good news for Bogman. He'll be very
Steelers.
Happy. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some good bad news that swung
most
a football
this year.
All right, we got to go to break. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready to
If you enjoy playing daily fantasy sports, and I know you do because you're getting Bogman and the Welsh advice here, but you're sick of dealing with the professionals just like us using those algorithms, the ITL algorithm, to select hundreds of lineups and entries, you have got to try the Props Builder tool over at mybookie.ag. Where, Bogman?
Mybookie.ag.
Damn right. From Steve's mouth. Forget having to create multiple lineups, ditch the hassle of dealing with those late scratches, and avoid those experts winning 90% of the money. Invest in the players that you want without salary caps, and if you go sign up for a new account using the promo code FNTSY, you can receive
FNTSY.
That's right. You can receive a 50% deposit bonus. How much?
50%.
No more dealing with those late lineup scratches. No experts to compete against. It's just you and the prop that who chooses, Bogman?
You.
That's right. Go to mybookie.ag, enter promo code
FNTSY.
That's right. You do that on sign up, choose your matchups using the Props Builder tool. That's mybookie.ag, promo code
FNTSY.
Dude, I almost completely screwed up this read. I got the TV on here and I saw another G-Damn commercial.
G-Damn.
With this guy that we went to high school with. Dude, should I say his name?
Brent Bailey.
We went to high school with this kid, Brent Bailey. He is in, I almost lost $100 in how it's set this up. He is in so many damn commercials. He is in everything. He's in like Taco Bell commercials. He is in, you name it, he's in it. And he was just in a commercial for some like pain medication, like in the woods.
I saw that one, dude. Okay, so I'm doing my stream, my Thursday Night Football with Bogman stream over Patreon, patreon.com/ITL Army. And so I'm doing the stream and I'm like, oh man, that makes me feel great. This commercial for joint pain medication has a kid I went to high school with. That's the age bracket we're in now.
God,
is people our age who are the best looking, because it's not like they're putting ugly people like us in these commercials.
I'm not, I haven't been in a Taco Bell commercial. You know what? You and I should be in a Taco Bell commercial, not Brent Bailey.
Well, if I was in a Taco Bell commercial, it would end differently than they all do. But anyway, more about that.
He's in a joint commercial. We're not that age.
A joint pain medication commercial. That's the age we're at.
The prettiest
of us from high school are now in medication commercials. Next thing you know, he's going to be in that Hims commercial with Snoop Dogg.
He might be. I mean, he's already in a movie.
Your thing don't work, does it?
He's like, no, man. Mine doesn't either. He's in,
not for me, but probably for you.
Every commercial I see, I swear to God. And you know what's the sickest thing here? Anyone listening to this, I promise you this right now. If you find him, you will recognize him. And that's how disgusting it is of the commercials he done. That guy's probably made $500,000 in commercials, because all he does is do the biggest brands on the planet. I swear to God, he's done Coca-Cola. He's done Taco Bell. He's done like Verizon. He does everything. You will recognize him. He's in everything. And I can't get away from him. We went to school with him and he's better than us. Right, Steve?
Well, yeah, he might be better than us, Welch. I'm not sure. So
okay. All right. So we got the bat. Well, I guess we got more bat out of the way here. People are doing better at us than high school. They're prettier. And Bogman, we still are not respected after 5 or 6 years in this industry. So there's that. But there is good news. And it did happen for you on Thursday. Not only did you not have to stream for the Savages, and it was only one reason.
I actually like streaming, but I don't want to. I say things that would get people banned off of social media and things like that.
You say things that we can't say on the radio or podcasting or public.
Yeah. Out in front of other human beings.
Like
so,
what things?
Things that I can't say. So I won't say them here either. So, okay. But
you've been paying up bets lately. So I'm seeing if what we can get paid.
That's great. Yeah. Thanks, Drew. We'll get to that later. None of that stuff. Like, I don't care about not being respected as long as the Steelers are winning. And I seriously thought, I told you going into this game that this reminded me of when Pittsburgh was playing against Baltimore on Thursday night last year, where Alex Collins put up 160 yards and the Steelers still won that game. But they had to do it in comeback fashion and the defense got torched, and it opened up this Thursday night football game with Carolina marching right down the field.
Well, dude, remember I was touting Christian McCaffrey. I was like, Christian McCaffrey is going to have a game in here. And it was just Carolina was getting at it. But something happened. The world aligned a completely different way after that first touchdown. And the Steelers started to do things.
Well, Juju scored on the very first play from scrimmage. It was Ben did a pump fake, and then Juju was gone past the corner and just torched him.
I think it was 75. Yeah,
it was 75 because they nailed on the kick and took it out at the 25. So 75-yard touchdown pass, and then they kicked off, and the Panthers had the ball close to the end zone, and TJ Watt came on a blitz to Cam Newton. He's trying to throw the ball away, and he throws it right to Vince Williams' hands, and he runs it right into the end zone. So two plays.
Just enact to me for a minute, because I feel like that play right there was the one where you get the cops called on you. Am I right? Was that the big explosion?
I mean, I was pretty loud. I was like, yeah, well, actually, you know what? The Juju one was worse because it was longer. Like, the longer the play, the more time I have to scream at the television. So the Juju play was louder. Like, I think I was eating pizza, and I think what I was kind? Like,
where?
O-S. Go, Vince. Go, Vince. Yeah.
Where were you eating? What'd you get?
With the Juju one, it was
like.
Would
you answer what pizza you got?
Hot wing pizza.
I don't know. I asked you three times. What pizza did you get? You not hear me?
Hey, well, I'm talking. All right.
You say pizza. You have
to
say.
You ask me a question. I'm trying to answer it. And then you ask me a question
Bogman,
again.
You are the resident food guy. If you say, you can't say, I got pizza. What pizza?
I got
people want to know.
Hot wing pizza with three sides of ranch.
Ew. Hot wings on the pizza?
No. It's.
I don't know how that works.
You don't like hot wings. So instead of marinara sauce, they use buffalo sauce.
Oh,
and then they put mozzarella on it and chicken on it. So it's like hot wing pizza.
Is that good?
It's great. I love it.
Is it better than like normal? Like a four cheese pizza. You know, there's like Wisconsin four or five cheese pizzas or that.
Well, you got to be in the mood for a hot wing pizza because it does, like, it will roil your gut. You don't like spicy stuff at all. So
I've gotten better, but yeah, still.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I could eat spicy stuff every day. Whereas you could probably have it once or twice a week, right?
So like probably. So, okay. So you get the hot wing pizza because there's two ways this goes. If the Steelers lose, you want to punish yourself and you're like, I deserve to be on this toilet. If they win, you're like, I don't care that I'm in this position right now, huddled in a fetal position with your butthole on fire. It's because the Steelers won. So the Steelers game is the perfect time for you to open up.
Either way, I'm getting a whole mess of pizza.
Okay. So Juju, you're screaming, Vince Williams pick, you're feeling good.
Yeah, I'm feeling great at that point. Two touchdowns, and I'm like, man, if we can just hold them, and then we get them to punt. I mean, Cam Newton could do nothing in this game. James Conner runs in for a touchdown. Chris Boswell hits a 50-yard field goal. He's been terrible this year. You know, McCaffrey scores another touchdown, but then we get the AB touchdown before the half. Half breaks, then we get a Vance McDonald touchdown, a Jesse James touchdown. Game's over. Going into the fourth quarter, it's all Josh Dobbs time, you know, after the Roethlisberger threw a touchdown in the first 5 seconds of the fourth quarter.
It's nice to see Josh Dobbs in when Ben Roethlisberger's not faking an injury.
Right, yeah, exactly. When he doesn't have the wind knocked out of him, or he needs attention for the camera, right, absolutely.
Exactly. And your guy, Christian McCaffrey. So let's start with your guys then first. It's always brutal for me because I have Ben Roethlisberger in two leagues, and I didn't start him in either one. But
come on, man. He had five touchdowns. You didn't start him in either one?
It makes me sick. But I think both of them, I think I had Aaron Rodgers. These are bigger leagues, by the way. These are like 16-man leagues, so you need backups. I have Aaron Rodgers in them, so I didn't start Ben Roethlisberger. But I've been looking at that score, and I'm like, nah, damn it.
That was the fourth time in his career he's had a perfect QB rating. That ties Peyton Manning.
Oh, really? Yeah, he was 22 for 25, 328 yards, five touchdowns. James Conner, 13 for 65 with a touchdown. And he didn't do much in the air, only one catch for 8 yards.
Well, he had a concussion. So
Yeah, I forgot about that. Interesting note was Le'Veon Bell, who has returned to Pittsburgh, he was live tweeting the game, and he was like, he was something like, oh, you know, go James, blah, blah, blah. Then at the end, he was just essentially like, gotta pass the sticks on. And there's a lot of speculation right now that Lev ain't coming back. Like there's been
they expect him back, though. The owner said did. They expect him
but
back.
But, dude, did you hear about this? That the, did you hear about this?
Did you see this?
Did you see this? Did you hear about this? That. It, who what? Oh, Maurice Jones-Drew. He shares an agent with Lev Bell. Maurice Jones-Drew said on television.
Why does Maurice Jones-Drew need an agent still?
Food competitions? I don't know. Hot wing pizza?
Everything William
pizza?
Perry's not doing anymore, the MJD is going to do?
I guess. But he goes on and says that whatever his agent's name is, didn't actually know about the quarterback tender thing. You know what?
Yeah.
You know how?
Well, no, but how could he? Nobody did.
Well, but they didn't do the research. Dude, he sat out. He advised his client to sit out without having all the information. Go read the book.
So there's weird. I was listening to my podcast that I hate today, and they were talking about this, and there's weird stuff going on with the CBA. It's like the way you interpret it.
Yeah, that is true.
They slapped him with this franchise tag. Okay, but he didn't sign it. So is the next time they hit him with the franchise tag, is that the second or is that the third?
Well, there because was clarity.
If he didn't sign it, you know, then how could it be a third?
Well, okay, so that was a lot of the early week stuff where the ownership was like, they expect him to come back. He's in Pittsburgh. Remember, farewell, spelt incorrectly.
Yeah, he's at LA Fitness playing basketball. Didn't you see all that stuff?
That's great.
Someone said that he refused to play the second half unless he got the $14 fee that usually goes to the LA Fitness.
Did you write that one?
No, I didn't write it. All right. Just read it.
All right, I like that. But then what I saw Friday is I believe it was Pro Football Talk and Mike Florio was out there kind of saying that the expectation now that all is known that he's kind of returned and they've done the research is that Lev Bell is going to sit the year out because the Steelers cannot afford the whatever tender it would end up being and that it does go to that. Regardless of all of that, anything could happen. Ownership expects him to be there Tuesday.
I'm just glad it's going to be done.
Yeah, Schefter's out there being like, oh, yeah, the Steelers want him bad. Like, oh, yeah, totally. They want him so bad when James Conner has been ridiculous. But when I saw that tweet of him saying you got to pass the sticks, that just jumped out to me with all of the clarity that was coming of this.
Someone else said that the pass the sticks thing is like what the millennials say when they're passing the controller over to somebody else, and he meant that that was for Roethlisberger to Dobbs. You know what I mean? Like Roethlisberger had won so many times in a row that now. You got to give the controller over to Dobbs to let him play.
That's so lame. Everything is lame. Where are you at?
I don't know. I don't know what any of this means. Are you kidding me?
Where are you at? So, is he going to show up? Why would he show up if he can just sit and he can get a huge tender or a big con? Like if his
I
option,
I think he's going to show up so that this doesn't go into another thing. I think he's going to show up on Tuesday, sign his deal. And so he knows 100% because the Steelers have proven their vindictive. They're going to, I don't even know if it's so much vindictiveness, but if you can hit him with that franchise tag again or work out a sign and trade with him somehow, wouldn't you want to do that?
But you can't work out a sign and trade with a franchise in football.
Yeah, I don't know how all that works. Maybe you can work on something in the offseason, just say, hey, look, we're going to sign you to this and then trade you. That way we're both getting something and we don't have to take this to the court.
The only advantage
or the arbitration or whatever it goes. I don't know where that kind of a dispute would go when they're saying, no, it's the second franchise tag. And him and his agent are saying, no, it's the third.
The only advantage I see at the end of the day is the Steelers being willing to whatever is left owed to him that he would, you know, get if he signed. Like to me, that would be the Steelers saying it's worth $4 million or $5 million to get the third round compensation pick because it's going to be lower if he doesn't play at all. So, you know what I mean? Like they'd be paying for the compensation pick for him to become a free agent. Either way, it's going to be resolved. And it's fascinating that it happened. You know, all of this happened in the midst of the Steelers absolutely mud stomping the Carolina Panthers. And we're going to know Tuesday. We might even know Monday. It is going to be clear if he shows up or not. The only problem is if he does show up, I still think there are question marks of does he even play? Just because he signs it is absolutely. I don't think it's an indication that he plays whatsoever. And I desperately don't want him to play. I desperately don't want him to. I want
too many shares of James Conner.
Even out of selfishness, I have one league, I'm out because I drafted him. But I got another league, I am in the heart of this battle. I don't want him to come back because I do have a James Conner share in another place where I'm doing a good spot. I want to see James Conner shine. I don't want Lev Bell to take him away. I want him to sit out. He's a ridiculous distraction. And there's a part of me that wonders, Bogman, do you think anything that we just saw happen with Dez Bryant, I'm going to just throw this into the mix here, because Dez Bryant signs his deal with the New Orleans Saints. He's back. He's going. First freaking practice, he tears his ACL. He is done. And he hurt himself for next year. I mean, he is going to miss the beginning of 2019. Did. He might miss the whole 2019. Do you think that could have scared Lev Bell a little bit too?
I think it should. When you see that and you see Earl Thomas breaking his leg, I think it probably should. So
I forgot about Earl. You're right. The two guys that held their own, they got hit. And I saw there was some quote in an article that was talking about, like, you know, saying like, hey, dude, like there's nothing that, you know, there's no type of training that these guys can do when they're not playing real football. So it's not a surprise that something like this happened. And it's like, that's got to be in the back of his mind where James Conner's eaten. The Steelers, what are they really going to get him for? This tag information's out there. And by the way, the second guy who held to his guns, he got injured out for the season. I'm going to say he's not going to show up, which clearly means he will show up because I've been wrong every step of the way.
I think he wants to get this over with. So he shows up and then we'll figure out what's going to happen after that. So we'll see.
In 30 seconds, just express your feelings of Christian McCaffrey, even though you guys killed him, but McCaffrey scored all the touchdowns. He had three touchdowns in the game. Just how does it feel?
He's really good. I was absolutely right about that. He has seven touchdowns in the last three games.
That's nuts.
I'll do it in 15 seconds. He's amazing.
That's pretty good. He is pretty amazing. All right. So there you go. That was some good news for Bogman. But I know it feels good for Bogman to talk about that. One of those games where you don't have to sit tight. Like, I even saw you post. You're like, I should have live streamed it. It was over so quick. And I don't see you celebrate. I don't see you, you know, turn around and put the ball out 15 yards from the end zone. But you did do it in this one because you knew it was over. So it's a good, positive, fun time for Bogman. When we come back, though, let's talk in a little bit more detail about what we just mentioned with Dez Bryant. Holy crap, that was big, big stuff. We're going to get into that, maybe some other stuff around the NFL. We got hours 2 and 3 still coming up, so don't you go anywhere. It is Bogman and Welsh. It's In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face?
Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In This League.
Welcome back. It is In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Don't get me with that. Hey, Dad. Homage to our one of our favorite podcasts out there. We are back. That's Steve Bogman. When do you think that'll die? All things die, by the way. Yeah, does Steve or Scott die first?
Yeah. Well, I'm in the bonus is okay. What I would like to call anything over 35 in the bonus.
Yeah, all the things go away. You know, the e-wrestling, the wrong song, all the things, they have their time. We kill it till it's just
until Youngberg brings it up on episode 200.
Yeah,
the wrong song.
Yeah,
thanks,
exactly.
Youngberg.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, the good listeners, they interact. The other ones are just there. So. We are back.
Jeez.
It is In This League. So I want to talk about the Dez stuff. But you got me thinking as we were going to break, because you were mentioning the Lev Bell basketball stuff.
I want LA you, Fitness. That's right.
I want you to type something in. Okay. Or first off, have you seen the Jalen Ramsey video?
What Jalen Ramsey video?
Perfect. Type in Jalen Ramsey dunk. Okay. And as you do that, I'm going to explain. Jalen Ramsey was in, I think he was like live Instagramming or something. He was doing a live video of in a basketball court. I don't know if it was his or not. There it is. So Jalen Ramsey.
Is he dead?
I don't know if he's playing again. Jalen Ramsey is half court. He goes in for the dunk, flies. Bogman, I want you to rewatch it and explain what happens to him.
Oh, it's on a loop. No, I've got it on like a vine here or whatever. This is amazing.
So he's okay, up in the air.
He doesn't dribble at all. He goes to dunk. He whiffs. The ball bounces up when he pulls the rim down. And then he falls directly onto his neck.
Hard
onto his neck that his feet come and hit the ground behind his head.
And like so
head over heels.
That the camera immediately moves away in fear of how he just hit the ground.
You can lose your contract doing that stuff.
Absolutely.
Like if he's seriously hurt because of that, he can lose out on bonus money and all kinds of crap.
Dude,
so.
Isn't Tom Coughlin with the Jaguars?
He is.
How much you want to bet Jalen Ramsey was in Tom Coughlin's office and he's like, you can't do this.
No more basketball, son.
No. This is,
you know what? Stick to talking crap about all the quarterbacks. Just don't play any basketball.
Yeah, you don't live up to your defense or your basketball skills. Coughlin time and no dunking. That's what's going on. Not a good look. I don't know what. I mean, I don't want to be the hypocrite to be like, none of these guys should do the cool, fun stuff that they like. But if you were
worth... Do you think they should drive 100 miles an hour around town?
I sure don't. I don't care what type of car you have. I think you should keep it within the limits. I don't think you need to be out doing dirt bike. When you are worth multi-million dollars, save it for retirement. You got all the time in the world at retirement. Don't be an idiot. You're making so much money. Save the money. People want to throw money at you. Save it up. Be smart. And then when you're going to retire, by the way, at like 34, you know, 38, if you're a baseball player, you've got all the time in the world. You're still good. You can go ride your dirt bikes. You can go try to dunk if you want. Why would you do that? Why would you do any of that stuff? You are an asset. It's like going into, you know, going into the hood with a winning lottery ticket. Wave it around. I won. Just
letting your a-hole friends know that you won the lottery. Dude, that's another danger.
If I thought about this when the lottery was big. If I won, I would just stop speaking to everybody until everything was clear. I wouldn't tell. I'm not even sure if I'd tell my wife. I don't even know if I would tell my wife.
I mean, she's going to get half of it either way.
Well, that's
might
fine.
As well.
No, I don't want to hide it from her. I just don't want to tell anybody because she's got a big mouth. She, you know what she's going to do?
Facebook
status update. I don't want to do that. I mean, I'll sign the back of the thing and it's mine immediately. Once you sign it, there's no going back on it. You're good to go. But still, I wouldn't tell anybody. If I was worth all those millions of dollars, I would have a bubble. I wouldn't do any of it. Why? Why dunk? Why drive 100 and whatever? Dude, the cop was chasing AB. What was he
doing?
Well,
okay. So, first of all, did you see the video?
Yeah, I saw him zooming by with a cop right on his tail.
Well, yeah. I mean, when you're going 100, yeah, sure. The cop, it's going to look like he's chasing you down. Like
I have some experience.
Or something.
I have some experience with this.
You have been chased down by the cops before.
I also was going 115.
Right. So
almost 20 years ago.
I think everyone's gone 100 miles an hour. A guy's got a sports car. Did you see any other cars on that side of the freeway?
No.
It was just him and the cop.
It was also like a tenth of a mile.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't very. Yeah, it wasn't.
When you're going 100 miles an hour, Bogman, there's not many people that are keeping up with you.
Well, what I'm saying is it's not like he wasn't endangering people. I saw someone saying like, oh, he got reckless driving, so he must have been swerving all over the place. No, when you're going 25 over the speed limit, you just get that reckless.
Again,
driving.
I do have experience with this.
Right. A lot of people don't. A lot of people haven't gotten that ticket, apparently, because I've got that ticket where I got the pissed off cop. And he's like, you were going 28 over. You were doing 78 and a 50 and I could take you to jail right now. And I'm like, you're not going to take me to jail because you don't want to fill out all that paperwork for, someone who was speeding. I'm not robbing a bank or anything. So and I was right. Like, he wasn't going to take me to jail over that stuff. But they can, like, they have the right to take you to jail. Slap handcuffs on you if you're going 25 over the speed limit anywhere. So, going 100 is 20 over the speed limit pretty much everywhere. So, it was a stupid thing for him to do, but it's not like he had his kids in the car. It's not like there are a bunch of cars out there and he's swerving through them and stuff like that. It was dumb, but, guy can afford the $600 fine or whatever it is.
Well, yeah, sure. He can afford that all day. I think that's missing.
I mean, it's
point.
Not as bad as throwing a bunch of, furniture off of a balcony.
Here's the problem. Know? Yeah, that's true. Ultimately, or putting your foot through the 30th floor window and trying to find God. ultimately, what happens is when you are put on a pedestal and you are given more money than you even truly know what to do with until you get a little bit older and you know how to really waste it all. You're given all the money in the world. You're given all the accolades. You're given free stuff left and right. You're carried around into events and people admire you. You feel untouchable. You feel like the world can't stop you. So you fall on your neck
dunking.
No
one will call you Steve or Welch ever.
Ever. Yeah, exactly. You don't have to care if the Twitter podcast universe knows who you are. You know, you don't worry about those things. So you go dirt biking in the off season and you tear your stuff up. You carry guns around with you. You do drugs. You do all the dumb stuff that these players continuously do when they have millions and millions of dollars. And they play the chicken with themselves. And a lot of the time it doesn't pay off. That's where Antonio Brown was. Somebody that... sadly, our beloved game, by the way, the chicken, who played it, and he played it to his benefit, Dez Bryant, did it all the way to week 10. He finds the team that he wanted. He got offers out there. The Ravens wanted him.
$21 million, 3 years, 21.
The Browns wanted him. They were considering him, all of that. He waited it out. He kind of proved maybe it's not about money with Dez Bryant. He played chicken with the career.
He wants a ring.
Guy wanted a ring. Younger,
gotta respect that.
Younger
stuff,
than
right?
Doug Baldwin. Younger than Golden Tate. I absolutely respect it. He kept his cool, you know, doing the whole process. He's out on Twitter just having fun, keeping his brand up, doing all that stuff. Finds his team. Finds his home. New Orleans. Swagged out. Get out on practice. Tore his ACL. Out for the year. Maybe even for 19, he screwed his chances for next year. I was a little bit devastated. I mean, I had a lot of shares of him across the board I was still actually holding on to. I don't care about that. Just like, that ain't right, man. That is, like, I think they said it was, like, one of the last plays in practice on
Well, it's just like Jerick McKinnon, you know. Don't you think that when a guy gets hurt like that, that's usually the last play of practice, right?
It usually is.
When you see a guy grabbing at his Achilles and he's clearly going to miss the rest of the season, everyone, like, who wants to, okay, let's get back in the huddle. You know what I mean?
By the way,
especially if it's gone most of the day already.
When's the last time you heard a suspected, like, ACL tear and it wasn't? Every time. The accuracy of this is incredible. Every time
Tanaka
the report.
It's Tanaka with the UCL. I think that was the last time.
But, like, he had it, and all he did was decide to... He still had the injury, but he decided to not go through his surgery and rehab it, like, in a different way. Every time you see...
Well, you can't do that with an ACL Achilles. Like, it's just... You have to get it repaired.
Yeah, no, I know that, but that was a UCL. That was also different.
Yeah.
The ACL, every time it's suspected, you know, torn ACL... It's always that. I cannot remember the last time that came out and it was like, I just sprained his ankle. And you're like, oh, that's great. No, torn ACL. It's brutal because
Achilles, you know, not ACL.
Or Achilles, sorry. Whatever it is, either one of those. It's if it's torn something, it always seems to be torn. It's bad.
I don't do ligaments, okay?
Power rankings had Saints on top this week. Everything was coming up Saints right now. Dez Bryant really looked in good shape, looked like he was going to really help move that offense. And
they immediately put Cameron Meredith on the IR.
That is just freaking brutal. They're bringing in Brandon Marshall for another workout. Like, that's what just happened.
Well, I mean,
that sucks.
You know, for fantasy, I hate to go to fantasy immediately, but I mean, it's kind of what we do. Traquan Smith just took a big boost, you know.
Remember,
he kind of stayed the same.
I'm about to say, remember the negative he got as soon as how many people?
He's got to be on the wire on a bunch. He's got to be on a bunch of wires.
I was about to say,
right
how many
now, right?
people, how many places do you think he got dropped for
most.
Dez Bryant?
Most of them.
That hurts.
Or he got, you know, dropped for somebody else because it's like, okay, well, now he's wide receiver three when you have Dez and Michael Thomas and Watson and Kamara and Ingram and you got all these guys. You know, they'll even use Taysom Hill at the goal line.
You know who actually took a boost too, I think, is Ben Watson, old man Ben Watson.
Yeah.
More targets out there for him.
Absolutely. I'm looking just for reference, Deontay Foreman, who is much younger than Dez Bryant, tore his Achilles last year on November 21st.
And he still hasn't returned.
He still has not come back.
I mean, and a guy that Dez Bryant will be, Jesus, dude, he'll be like over a year and a half removed from football, close to 2 years. If it takes him to, like, let's just say like week eight of next season, because I think it did report like Michael Crabtree came back after 6 months. So there's the positive hope of things. Right. Like, he could be back if he had a speedy recovery. But I think Crabtree was also much younger when that happened.
It depends on the extent of the tear and all that stuff. But for them to, like, it must have been pretty bad for them to say, yeah, we suspect it's Achilles. And then an hour later, yeah, it's his Achilles.
Yeah. And even he was out. I think he tweeted before the news was even out, too.
Yeah.
You know, and he did the obligatory Peterman type tweet, you know, type of thing.
Yeah, I saw. Don't know what the plan that the man upstairs has, all that stuff. Yeah. So
it wasn't for you to play, is what it was. So it wasn't. The other injury, I thought this was really funny. And that did. It did. This worked out for Bogman. It's all coming up, Steve Bogman, this week with the Steelers. And then Bogman does not come on and make bold predictions. That's not Bogman's game. Bogman is a meat and potatoes type of guy. I calls it like I sees it. This is how things are. You hit on lots of stuff, but you're not a big bold predictions guy. That's not necessarily your bag. You come on both of our shows, Black Book and In This League Fantasy Football. You come on and make a bold prediction that coming off the bye, Lamar Jackson will be the starter for the Baltimore Ravens. And then it's literally
about 30 minutes later,
the next
John Harbaugh says, yeah, we're not doing that.
Steve doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't know what he's saying. It doesn't happen. Then all of a sudden, Friday reports that Joe Flacco is dealing with an injury that could require surgery. No note on yet what's going to happen. But now Lamar Jackson might start after the bye, Bogman.
Well,
what's up?
Well, let's all get really excited and watch John Harbaugh run RG3 out there.
Oh my, no way that. Do you think that could happen?
They're saying that we don't know what we're going to do yet, because Joe still might be able to play. And RG3 after the preseason was the backup. He's never active on game days, because what they do is they use Lamar Jackson in a different role. They use him around goal line. They give him a change of pace. They use him on short yardage stuff. So he gets snaps.
And it's more time for RG3 to Instagram with his wife is the
right
more thing.
Of course.
Heart emojis and get weird sexually.
Matching tattoos and right. Yeah.
And then cheat on her later. So.
Right, allegedly. Exactly. So
his last wife was pregnant and girlfriend, and then he cheated on her.
Right. It's a scumbag. Yeah. So, RG3 came into the year as the backup. They said that, but they never have him active because they have Lamar Jackson and all these packages for him.
This
would make sense.
Yeah. Like, just like in the, what was the running back roles we've seen where like a guy goes down and we're like, oh, here we go. And the teams are like, nah, we want to keep him like in his role. So we don't want to take this player out of his role. We'll just slide another player. And it'd be kind of like the same thing, I guess you're saying.
Right. And it would make sense if they had RG3 locked up past this year. Like, hey, you know, we signed him to a 2-year deal, whatever. Let's have him, you know, let's have him play this year, then trade him next season. And we're clearly going to start Lamar, kind of like what happened with Teddy Bridgewater this season. You know, he's
on a 1 year, though.
Right. But he's on a 1 year. So why would you even put him out there? You can't trade him. Are you trying to just make RG3's year so he can go and have another job for someone else next year? Are you saying that we're going to have an open competition between RG3 and Lamar Jackson next year when Flacco's gone?
Well, wait, RG3 is only a 1 year, though, right?
He's a 1 year, but I would imagine that they would re-sign him. You know, like, if he got no playing time, I would think they could re-sign him for cheap.
But the deal's got to be that, like, they are so confident.
Flacco makes so much money, too. So there's going to be, like, whatever they sign RG3 for, even if he has an amazing final, whatever six games this is, it won't match what comes off the books when Joe goes.
But it would have to be in a spot where the Ravens are like, we are so in this, and RG3 is so much more ahead of Lamar Jackson. And because he's so much more ahead, it's not worth the maturation of Lamar Jackson. So we go with him. I think it's a wild
move. I can't imagine
that's
the case because the guy's getting plays every single game.
Week 11 with your future franchise quarterback who has been out there. He has been getting more time than RG3. You can't put that guy. He's practically a veteran at this point. You know, he's practically got his first year under his wings. You can't put him out there after a bye, after you potentially would have 2 weeks of doing it. I think that would be a garbage move. Garbage move. And I don't approve of it.
No, I'm really like, let's get Lamar in there and see what he's got, especially for all of his fantasy guys. And the Steelers don't have to play the Ravens again this year. So let's go.
Pick him up. You can do some speculative pickups.
I would add him anywhere I possibly could.
All right. Do that little Lamar Jackson action. All right. Don't you go anywhere. It's only hour one. We've got two more of them, if that's good or you can handle it. We are going to be doing our DFS lineups. We're going to tell you the story of the curious case of Drew that's going to be coming up and the bet heard around the world. We are going to do those lineups, FanDuel and DraftKings. We've also got all of the Week 10 action. We're going to be going through the ups and downs that are our pick'ems and our over-unders and all that garbage. So don't go anywhere. Hour two coming up in this league. Bogman and Welch will be back.